Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Little by Little. Well-being is attained little by little, and nevertheless, it is no little thing itself. Zeno of Citium. Zeno of Citium was actually the original founder of the school of Stoic philosophy. And the reason we don't hear much about Zeno is simply because not much of his work survived. What we do know about him is usually that he has been requoted by some of the big three, you know, Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, and Epictetus. But when I read this quote, it really struck home for me because basically, it's talking about how the little habits that we do each day are the things that can help us grow and develop and help us attain that inner peace that we're looking for. For me, so much of Stoicism is about creating these small daily habits. It's about taking these principles and finding ways to apply them in your everyday life. For example, being able to look at something and recognize whether it's something that you can control or whether it's something that you can't control. That's a huge game changer, but it's just something small that you apply in everyday situations. Also, by recognizing that our opinion is what decides whether or not we look at an event as good or bad. And I think that we can apply this idea of small steps of doing things little by little as creating those daily habits in our lives that serve us well and can help us to go on to do bigger and better things. Too often in our lives, we look at the grand gestures. Those are the things that we remember and those are the things that we notice. But when we look behind the big events, the big projects, or the big things that we worked on, it's those small little habits that really are the things that got us there. For example, while it's great that you ran a marathon, the reason that you got to run a marathon is because you got up every day and you ran. So it's those small things, it's those daily habits that really get us to where we want to go. And when you think about it in your relationships, it's often the small things that you do on a daily basis that make the relationship work much better than any grand big gestures. Rather than, you know, taking a big trip or buying chocolates or flowers, it's the small little kindnesses each day that make a relationship work or not work. I mean, even just in our familiar relationships, one of the things that I do remember very fondly about my father, even though we had a rough relationship, was the fact that when I was in high school, he would get up every morning before work and cook us breakfast. Then we'd head off to school and he'd head off to work. And I really appreciated that. And that's one thing that I do remember very fondly about him. So one habit that has definitely changed my life is I bought a Stoic journal about the beginning of this year, and I started writing in that every single day. So once in the morning, once in the evening. And I still do that to this day, although sometimes I'll miss in the evening if I come home late, but then I try and catch up the next day. But what I've found is that that small habit has made a profound impact on my life. From that habit grew this podcast, because I was doing this on a daily basis. When I decided that I wanted to create a podcast, this was something that I had been thinking about for many, many days. So I started this podcast, which then meant that every day I get up and write just a little bit. So my writing has gotten a lot better. and then I need to record my podcast. So my recording skills have gotten a lot better, and my speaking skills in front of the mic have gotten significantly better. I'm sure that you all have heard the progression of the quality of this podcast, and my ability to talk on the microphone have improved greatly since the beginning of this podcast. And it's something that I notice and I'm really happy with, and I'm still getting better at. And all of this just from my daily habit of writing in my Stoic journal. I've heard it said that human beings are simply a collection of all their habits. So what do your habits tell about you? What are the little things that you do daily that make you who you are? What are the little things that you could add into your life on a daily basis, even if they're just small things, that over time can lead up to something bigger? One habit that I plan on working on in my life is to be a bit more organized and schedule things out on my calendar. That's something that I've struggled with, and I've started doing it, and I find that it does help me. So remember, just as Rome wasn't built in a day, it was built little by little. A good life is built the same way, little by little. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a question or a topic that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee and scroll down to the bottom of the front page, and you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to answer your question based upon Stoic principles. Also, if you could do me a favor and leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or on Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and remember, amor fati, amor coffee. Love fate. Love coffee.